Hi! Okay, I just want to say that my friend, she hasn't really spoken to anyone, but I think she wants to, so I'm just going to say it for her. When I had my friend over, we went to go and knock for this other person I knew. So we were out, and my friend was being a bit mean to this other girl. So she wrote a letter and gave it to this other girl, posted it, and I was like, oh my god, what have you done? So I scooted away down the road, yeah, as if I wasn't doing anything. But the thing was, I was like, oh my god, get on your bikes and your scooters and just run. But, you know, run away isn't always a solution. So I was just running away on my scooter, and they two just walked with their bikes, and I have brilliant grammar. So they were walking with their bikes down the road, and the mum came out, and she went, you think that's funny to you? So we went and hid. So I was just cycling, like, I could see them, like not in my ring mirror, but, like, I imagined them behind me. And the mum out on the road yelling. So I was like, just cycled. So I was coming up to a bend, so I just cycled round into the corner, and they just started running when they heard a voice. So they ran down the corner and followed after me. Bad thing though, it was a cul-de-sac, and we were stuck. And like we were scared, because like if we went out. Because, like, what happens if you exit that street ahead opposite the exit and entrance, both at the same time, there is my friend's house. So, the one that we knocked for, that's her house. And her mum was outside. Well, her mum had gone over to my house, and her dad was outside, stepdad was outside, yelling at her to get back inside. So we ran and hid by a duck pond, and then mum phoned me and started yelling down the phone at me to get back to the house now. And I was like, but I'm not doing it because you sound like you're going to kill me. So I just left and hung up on her and phoned dad crying, going, please help us, we're going to be bombed by the friend. No, we're not going to war yet. So, I was like, please help, please help, please save us, we're scared. And so mum phoned yet again, and I just hung it up. I didn't hang up on her, and I didn't pick it up, I just left it. So we hid in a bush and waited till dad came, and I was like, dad's here. And the two girls that I had with me came out, and they were like, oh, thank God for that, he's here, saviour, oh, hallelujah. So we were like telling dad, like, oh, please help us, like, mum's gonna smack my bum and ground me and I won't be able to. So then dad walked down the road with us, and what Ken was there. What? Like, 5 seconds, like half a minute, 1 minute, I don't know how long had gone by, I don't know, and Ken was already there. Like, it's like, you're there, you see your friend, you turn around, you look back, and they're gone. It's like that, literally, but, you know, like, the opposite way. And I'm like, wow, so he's, like, appeared out of magic. So we were walking along, like, okay, we're gonna go and apologise now. We started photographing us. He had his camera secretly behind the wheel, going, type, 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 type. And Becky was like, do you see what he's doing? I was like, what is he doing? Who's he? And she's like, the guy in the car, do you see what he's doing? I'm like, I see what he's doing, don't look at him. Like, that's going to help. So then, that's So he was like photographing.